You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
First tropical system of the Atlantic hurricane season, dumping record rainfall in some of the state's biggest cities. The urgent flooding concerns. Parts around Miami underwater. Up to a foot of rain falling in some areas at a pace of 6 inches per hour. Hundreds of flights canceled or delayed. Rob Marciano standing by in the storm zone. A retired judge in Wisconsin killed in what authorities are calling a targeted act, found tied to a chair in his own home. What we've just learned about the suspect and his alleged hit list. Authorities saying it contained the names of prominent politicians. Why officials are now investigating this as a possible act of domestic terrorism. The plant at the center of the national baby formula shortage resumes production. Abbott's Sturgis, Michigan facility given permission by the FDA to reopen, but only making specialized formula for now. Products for medically vulnerable infants and children expected to hit store shelves later this month as supplies across the country run lower and lower. News from Uvalde, Texas. Emotional parents demanding answers in a Board of Education meeting, begging for change and accountability in the wake of the massacre that claimed 21 lives. As the funerals for the victims continue today, two 10-year-olds, McKenna Elrod and Rogelio Torres, laid to rest. Security scare for President Biden. A plane mistakenly entered restricted airspace. What the Secret Service is saying late today. The Navy tonight investigating twin tragedies in California. At least one sailor killed, several more hurt. Their van veering off the freeway. And a separate incident claiming the life of a Navy pilot, an F-18 crashing in the Mojave Desert. Also tonight, the emotional tribute to the Queen from her son and Great Britain's future King, Prince Charles. And how the Queen surprised everyone as the celebrations continue for her platinum jubilee.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday. I'm Whit Johnson. As we come on the air tonight, that massive storm, the first tropical system of the Atlantic hurricane season, dumping flooding rain as it moves through Florida, making its way out to sea. Record rainfall in some of the state's largest cities, Miami, hit hard. As much as 6 inches of rain falling per hour. Roads impassable, trapping cars, making travel dangerous. First responders searching for stranded motorists seen here using high water vehicles to get through the flooded streets, taking people to higher ground. This is a parking lot not far from Fort Lauderdale after the rain stopped. And at Miami International Airport, hundreds of flights delayed or canceled since Friday. ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano leading us off from South Florida.
Tonight, that sprawling storm slamming South Florida with relentless rain and powerful winds, bringing Miami the worst flooding from a tropical system since Hurricane Irma in 2017. Over a foot of rain drowning Miami. From high rises above, people watch as cars try to navigate this totally flooded intersection. Parked cars seen bobbing up and down in street swells as these drivers try to make it across to safety. This morning, up to 6 inches of rain falling per hour in Miami. Tow trucks busy pulling these stalled cars out of the floodwater.
So many streets around downtown Miami flooded. Look at all the cars with water still up and over their floorboards. The sun's popping out. The heaviest rains moved out hours ago, but this water refuses to recede.
Dozens of cars left stranded on the roads.
How deep do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm half afraid for the car.
Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour, toppling this huge tree, crushing a mobile home near Fort Lauderdale. In downtown Miami, several inches of water seeping into storefronts. Business owners trying to dry out what they can save. At Miami International Airport, the tarmac underwater. Hundreds of flights out of South Florida canceled or delayed since Friday.
So let's get right to Rob Marciano. Rob, we can see the skies clearing out behind you. The worst of this storm moved out quickly.
Yeah, it's already off the east coast of Whit, about 100 miles north of east of where I stand. But the damage has been done, as you mentioned, rain-wise. Here's where it is on the radar. We still have some swirls of moisture spinning around this thing. We still have winds gusting to 20, 30, 40 miles per hour. But the rainfall has been the hallmark. Record rains for the daily count in Naples, Miami, all the way up to West Palm Beach. The track of this thing, it still may become a tropical storm. Tropical Storm Alex is the forecast by tomorrow afternoon, then bypassing Bermuda on Monday. This as we begin what is likely to be another very active hurricane season. Whit.
All right, Rob, thank you. Next tonight, authorities are investigating the killing of a judge, calling it a targeted act and a possible case of domestic terrorism. The retired Wisconsin judge was found dead in his home, zip-tied to a chair. A suspect now in custody in critical condition from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities identifying him late today, saying they found him with a hit list of prominent politicians. Here's ABC's Phil Lipoff.
Tonight, a former Wisconsin judge is dead, shot in his home, and police say he was targeted. 6:30 Friday morning, the 911 call came in.
It's his neighbor's son from across the street is banging on the door, saying that someone murdered his father.
Police rushing to the home of former Circuit Court Judge John Romer.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased. A 56-year-old male was located in the basement with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Wisconsin officials identifying the suspect as Douglas Uda. He is in critical condition. Law enforcement briefed on the investigation, telling ABC News the judge was zip-tied to a chair and fatally shot. According to those same law enforcement sources, Uda had a hit list in a car found at the scene. On that list, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A spokesperson for Governor Whitmer calling the news reports deeply troubling and saying she will not be bullied or intimidated.
We have been able to contact the people who we believe may have been targets and to notify them. The others, as far as we are aware, are safe at this point.
As for a motive, the attorney general only saying it has to do with a court case or cases. In 2020, New Jersey federal judge Esther Salas was targeted at her home by a disgruntled lawyer who shot her husband and killed her son. She spoke with our Robin Roberts.
It had been months, if not a year, when he last appeared before me.
Had he ever threatened you in any kind of way?
Nothing. There was nothing.
But he was able to get her home address. She is now joining the fight for federal legislation to prevent that.
Phil Lipoff joining us now. And Phil, we know authorities are looking at this as a possible case of domestic terrorism. And you're learning more about legislation pending to try to keep judges safe in the future.
Right, exactly, Whit. Many states are passing laws to do two things. First, to enhance the penalties against anybody who would threaten a judge, and then to keep personal information, things like addresses, spouses, children, not listed on any systems. Whit.
All right, Phil, with this alarming case, thank you. We do turn now to new developments in a story that has concerned so many parents across this country. The plant at the center of the baby formula crisis now resuming production. Abbott says it's prioritizing the production of specialized formula at its Sturgis, Michigan facility. And the first products are expected to hit store shelves later this month. Here's ABC's Faith Abube.
Tonight, the baby formula plant at the heart of the shortage crisis restarting production. Abbott announcing the reopening of its Sturgis, Michigan plant, closed since February over contamination concerns, hoping to have the first batch of specialty formulas available on store shelves for medically vulnerable infants and children by June 20th. 8-year-old Jessica Feiner has a metabolic disorder and urgently needs specialty formula.
If she doesn't get her proper diet or formula, the phenylalanine builds up in her blood and it's toxic to her brain and her nervous system. It's terrifying because we know she needs it.
In a statement, Abbott promising to, quote, do everything we can to re-earn the trust parents, caregivers, and healthcare providers have placed in us. The Biden administration facing criticism for its response, working to boost supply. The FDA says it expects new rounds of shipments to come in from overseas starting next week through October. According to the Biden administration, the U.S. has so far secured commitments for a total of more than 127 million bottles worth of formula for import. Nationwide, shelves remain bare. Stores in nearly one in five states now have less than 10% of their infant formula stock available.
And Abbott reopening his Sturgis, Michigan facility is a positive sign, but it'll take roughly 6 to 8 weeks for that plant to ramp up production to make enough formula to make any real impact in this critical shortage. Whit?
And many of those families need that formula right away. Faith, thank you. Tonight, a security scare for the president and first lady at their vacation home in Delaware. The Secret Service clearing an area around their residence after a small plane mistakenly wandered into restricted airspace. President Biden and Dr. Jill Biden were moved from their home. They've now returned. The Secret Service says the first family was never in any danger. Next tonight, parents in Uvalde, Texas, demanding answers. An emotional school board meeting overnight. One tearful mother pleading with officials to consider the little ones. Today, two funerals for children killed in the massacre. 10-year-old McKenna Elrod. She loved softball, gymnastics, singing, and dancing. Rogelio Torres was also 10, his mother saying, "I lost a piece of my heart," remembering him as a smart and loving child. ABC's Elwin Lopez in Texas tonight.
Parents in Uvalde coming together expressing the fears of their children.
"My son is deathly afraid of school now. What he knows right now is that when he goes to another school, he's going to get shot by a bad man."
Part of that mother's dire concerns answered. The superintendent announcing Robb Elementary, the scene of the massacre, will permanently shutter its classroom doors.
"We are not going back to Robb School."
But the school board also taking no action against its embattled police chief, Pete Arredondo. Authorities say Arredondo wrongly believes that there was no longer an active shooting, as 911 dispatchers continue to get calls from children in that classroom. The New York Times now reporting the chief was at the scene, but without his radio. And tonight in Uvalde, grief mounting as people of all ages flock to memorialize those killed.
"You left a stuffed toy, one of your favorite stuffed toys here. Why did you do that?"
Because the kids can be happy.
And today, funerals held for more victims, including 10-year-old McKenna Elrod. Relatives telling ABC News McKenna would leave her loved ones little hidden notes. 10-year-old Rogelio Torres also laid to rest today, his mother remembering the fourth grader as a very smart and loving child. Also today, visitation services for 10-year-old Alicia Ramirez, who had dreams of healing the world through her art.
And with this memorial continues to grow, people driving for hours just to be able to pay tribute to the victims. And what we are learning that next week, some of the family members of those victims are set to testify before Congress. What?
Elwin Lopez for us tonight. Thank you. Also tonight, one day after the indictment of Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro, ABC News has learned the Justice Department will not be prosecuting two other high-ranking former officials, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and Social Media Director Dan Scavino. Meadows did turn over documents to the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection, but later stopped cooperating. The first public hearings start next week. Next tonight, fierce fighting in eastern Ukraine, where Russian forces are stepping up their attacks. These recent images here circulating on social media show an apartment building on fire in a key city, with a city with a pre-war population of 100,000. And tonight, children in the capital city going back to school underground. ABC's Britt Clennett reporting from Kyiv.
Ukrainian forces tonight in the eastern city of Severodonetsk repelling fierce Russian attacks, this one on an apartment complex. Ukraine claiming they've retaken part of the city, their last remaining holdout in the Luhansk region, but Russia countering that Ukraine is retreating from the area. For these children in Kyiv, finally returning to school, a grim new reality as they now practice taking shelter, teachers guiding them down a dark staircase.
A makeshift kindergarten underground. This is what going back to school looks like when your country is at war.
In illustrations from her new book, author Katrina Yehorushkina helps children deal with the trauma of war. Her imagination isn't required when she has real places to draw on, like this theater in Irpin, hollowed out by Russian shelling.
"It's not a very easy job."
"No, it can't be an easy job, but it's an important job."
"They killed my readers and..."
"Because they killed kids."
"Yeah."
And U.S. Ambassador Bridget Brink today mourning the 262 children's deaths as a result of this war so far. That death toll, a grim reminder of the human cost of this conflict. Whit?
Just a staggering number. All right, Britt, thank you. We turn now to the UK and the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Prince Charles tonight paying tribute to his mother. ABC's Eva Pilgrim with a front row seat.
Tonight, a heartfelt tribute from Prince Charles to his mother, the mother of a nation.
Your Majesty, Mummy, you have been there for us for these 70 years. You pledged to serve your whole life. You continue to deliver. That is why we are here. That is what we celebrate tonight.
The emotional speech, a highlight of the star-studded platinum party at the palace.
Tea?
The Queen appearing in a surprise film, having tea with Paddington Bear.
Happy Jubilee, ma'am. And thank you for everything.
That's very kind.
The palace saying the Queen was very keen that people understood how much it all meant to her and that all those watching had a great time.
It's wonderful. It's a one-off, completely unique in history, and I think it will always be remembered.
The hours-long concert featuring Queen, Rod Stewart, and Alicia Keys taped messages from Michelle Obama.
Thank you, ma'am, for your remarkable example.
And Daniel Craig.
I would follow you anywhere, Mom. Out of any helicopter door.
The royal family waving Union Jacks to an ensemble performing Andrew Lloyd Webber's Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Capping off day three of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations with members of the royal family spread out across the United Kingdom. Prince William, Duchess Kate, along with Prince George and Princess Charlotte, charming the crowds in Wales. The young princess even conducting an orchestra. And Princess Anne stepping in for her mother, the Queen, to lead the famed Epsom Derby. The Queen, surely sad to miss it.
Extraordinary girl, aren't you?
Her lifelong love of horses on full display in a newly released video filmed earlier this year.
A lucky day.
Queen Elizabeth experiencing discomfort after Thursday's appearance on the Buckingham Palace balcony, watching today's events on television at home at Windsor Castle, where she had the opportunity to meet Prince Harry and Meghan's daughter, great-granddaughter and namesake, Lilibet Diana. The Sussex family celebrating Lily's first birthday privately as a family, as the Queen celebrates 70 incredible years on the throne. So cool to see the Queen opening up the concert, having tea with Paddington Bear. The festivities will wrap up tomorrow with the Jubilee pageant, a parade that will go right here by Buckingham Palace.
Quite a show so far, and more to come. Eva, thank you. There's much more ahead here on World News Tonight this Saturday. A terrifying hospital attack in California leaves three hospital workers seriously injured, and the Navy's search for answers after two separate deadly crashes.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Tonight, the U.S. Navy is investigating two deadly incidents in California. At least one sailor is dead and four others injured after their van crashed Friday morning in a rural area of San Diego. Authorities say the sailors were returning from a desert training facility when the van went down an embankment, striking a boulder. And a Navy pilot died after his fighter jet crashed in the Mojave Desert in a different part of California. Next tonight, a doctor and two nurses were seriously injured, attacked and stabbed in a California emergency room. Police say the suspect walked into the Encino Hospital Medical Center seeking treatment for anxiety. Minutes later, allegedly stabbing the three healthcare workers, then barricading himself, leading to an hours-long standoff. A SWAT team eventually taking the suspect into custody, a suspect charged with three counts of attempted murder. Next tonight, superstar Mariah Carey sued for $20 million over her Christmas classic. You know the song. Songwriter Andy Stone says he co-wrote a song with the same name in 1989, 5 years before Carey. He claims the singer exploited his popularity and style. No response yet from Carey on the lawsuit. That song reportedly earning her more than $60 million in royalties. Finally tonight, America Strong, the teen making her college dreams come true.
Ashley Adarica.
That 17-year-old Ashley Adarica accepting her diploma from Miami Beach Senior High School.
One of my biggest dreams was to get accepted into an Ivy League.
A vision Ashley would soon make a reality. An exceptional student and standout on the speech and debate team.
The teacher, she just believed in my potential.
But Ashley also faced challenges, commuting to high school 2 hours each way. A first-generation Nigerian-American, Ashley says she grew up in a household full of strong women, inspiring her to start the nonprofit Our Story, Our Worth.
I just had this idea to empower young women of marginalized groups.
Setting the stage for Ashley's next chapter, college.
Hey guys, welcome to Ivy Date.
And here she is on acceptance day.
All right, we're going to UPenn first.
Acceptance letters.
Yay! I got it to UPenn.
And scholarship offers. Coming one after another.
I just got accepted into all 8 Ivies and the tears just started to come out. It was crazy.
That's right, all 8 Ivy League schools, including Princeton, Yale, Columbia.
What?
But it was Harvard that won her heart with a full ride in the fall, her life journey just getting started.
I didn't expect it, but I was so happy and so grateful.
Way to go, Ashley. Love that reaction to those acceptance letters. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. I'll see you on GMA in the morning. Lindsay Davis, right back here tomorrow night. Have a great night.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.